It's Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Chromebooks and tablets and breaches, oh my. Labor and skills projections for 2021, and Snap's diversity numbers. This is the business of tech. Let's take a wander through all the latest market data. Canalys released first quarter shipment numbers for Chromebooks and tablets. The worldwide total PC market grew for a fourth straight quarter, with shipments up 53.1% year-on-year. Chromebooks specifically were up 274.6% and tablets 51.8%. Context says that the revenue growth through distribution in Europe could be up 10% year-on-year in Q2 and predicts 8.5% in Q3 and 8% in Q4. Their pessimistic predictions, 7% in Q2, 3% in Q3, and 4% in Q4. And in this, the Panamon Institute has released a report indicating that 51% of organizations have experienced a data breach caused by a third party. 44% of organizations have experienced a breach within the last 12 months, with 74% saying it was the result of giving too much privileged access to third parties. Over half of respondents say their organizations are not assessing the security and privacy practices of all third parties before granting them access to sensitive and confidential information. So why do we care? Can't resist combining a little explosive growth with terrifying data problems. Now let's break it down. Can't help but highlight how non-traditional devices like Chromebooks and tablets are growing faster than traditional desktop PCs, which notably continue to slow. It's an expansive view of computing that outperforms. Now combine that with the added complexity. A lot of security is about overexpansive trust, giving too much away and then not watching that ongoing. And there's your opportunity in IT services. And some details around labor and staffing. The U.S. Department of Labor has withdrawn a rule put forth during the Trump administration designed to make it more difficult to reclassify gig workers as employees. Among the reasons cited for reversing the rule, the Labor Department says it was in tension with the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 and would have undermined current jurisprudence on gig work in the U.S. Forrester has released data showing enterprise spending on tech staff is set to rise 4.6% in 2021 and another 5.4% next year. Further quoting CIO Dive, in April 2020, Forrester had forecast spending on CIO staff to decrease, at best, by 1.4% over 2019 numbers. At worst, the firm said spending would shrink by 3.3%. Though the forecast fluctuated throughout 2020 in response to the pandemic, the end result was a forecast 3.6% contraction in CIO staff spending. Overall tech spending is projected to rise 6% in 2021. Similarly, Forrester expects companies to grow their outsourcing costs by 6% in 2021 and another 6.8% in 2022. And in new CompTIA skills data, 7 in 10 HR professionals surveyed who work with IT personnel said they plan a substantially increased effort to help workers reskill in the coming year, with larger firms reporting a particularly strong emphasis in that area. Nearly 80% of IT HR professionals employed at such companies rated reskilling or upskilling as more important for the coming year, in contrast to 68% at medium-sized firms and 52% at smaller businesses. Of course, they need to work together. Netskope's report into CIOs say half lack a collaboration between specialist teams, and there's a disconnect between network and security. Now, why do we care? How's this for a story? Staff are hard to find. Outsourcing will continue to grow. Companies need to ensure they keep investing in the ones they have, because remember, they're hard to find. And Forrester got it wrong in their prediction last year. And the cherry on top? Network and security professionals are not great at working together. Oh, and gig workers, it isn't necessarily the solution. Snap released their diversity report, and it's slow progress. 47% of its employees being white and 65% male. However, there are some areas of significant progress. Snap, it says it increased the number of women on its board of directors to 50% from 37.5%. Other improvements were smaller, with a tiny rise in women's representation across the company, 32.9% to 33.1%, and a similarly small increase in underrepresented racial groups among leadership. Meanwhile, Hispanic representation decreased from 6.9% to 6.8%, and Asian representation in leadership decreased from 16.5% to 14.3%. Now, why do we care? It's the self-reporting that I care about. These numbers are far better than the IT leadership reports I generate for the IT services industry. Self-reporting is a level of accountability that does seem to work. And if you want to self-report your numbers, visit businessof.tech and click Diversity Report. Hackers are constantly evolving, exploiting new vulnerabilities, and dwelling in SMB environments until they meet Huntress. Founded by former NSA cyber operators and backed by a team of threat ops researchers, Huntress helps find and stop hidden threats that sneak past preventative security tools. Curious what's lurking in your network? Go to Huntress.com to learn more or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for tuning in. A little long today, so I'll talk to you again tomorrow.